Coming up this Saturday at the Carolina Theater, a holiday concert by Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. First time ever for them in the Carolina Theater. The show is called Rejoice This Night. It's at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, and joining us now is the conductor and artistic director for Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus, Sue Klausmeier. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So, first time at the Carolina Theater for Voices. How did that come about?
Well, you know, this year, our usual venue for this December concert is in Chapel Hill at the UNC's Hill Hall. But they're under renovations now, so we started looking around for other beautiful, acoustically engaging places, and this is a great spot. You know, it's in Durham, it's been renovated, it has gilded seats and a nice stage, a great production staff over there, full ticket help and everything, and concessions. So,
absolutely.
We're looking forward to being there, and we'll be rehearsing there tomorrow and singing tomorrow night.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, the show is called Rejoice This Night. What's it going to entail?
Well, it's a show that features our chorus, of course. We have a group of over 100 singers, and this one is accompanied by a brass ensemble. We have 8 brass players, harp, a lot of percussion, organ, oboe, and it's a thrilling sound to hear all of those brass players on the stage. And, you know, Christmas music, there are lots of traditions of singing during this season, and from the caroling around to neighbors and that kind of thing, or singing carols in church. And the audience will have a chance to sing along with Voices and the brass choir at this concert. In fact, we start with a processional carol and end with a medley of carols. So I think, you know, that's a nice way to engage our audience. But also the whole tradition of playing carols with brass, I guess the Moravians are the group most responsible for promoting that highly engaging and dynamic, brilliant sound. But it's really, really quite a pleasure to hear that. And then another tradition that I like a lot at Christmas is listening to the Christmas Eve service that's broadcast from King's College in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And some of the music you'll hear on this performance have been performed during that service. So there's quite a lot of variety, I think, and that brilliant sound of brass and harp and oboe.
What is it about the brass that makes it work so well for holiday carols?
Well, you know, they have a little bit of a percussive attack, mm-hmm. and that brilliant mellow sound. They can have that, or they can be a fanfare, heralding type of sound. So we start with a fanfare as a prolonged introduction to the carol Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and it really sets a festive mood, I think, in the audience and for our singers.
We're speaking with Sue Klausmeier of Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. This show is tomorrow night, Saturday. It's called Rejoice This Night. 8 p.m. is when it starts. You can get tickets online at carolinatheater.org, or if you want to learn more about the chorus, visit voiceschapelhill.org. But tell us about the chorus for people who don't know. What's the history?
Well, this chorus has been in existence over 35 years and started locally and now engages welcomes people from all around in North Carolina, from Raleigh, from Gary, from Mebane, from Hillsboro, they do audition to sing in the group. We do 2 performances a year, so this is our December performance. We'll be on the stage in Chapel Hill in Memorial Hall in May. We do performances with orchestra or with large instrumental ensembles. We get together once a week and rehearse together. These are people that are sort of highly motivated, people who love music, maybe aren't music professionals, or maybe they've had voice lessons, or they just enjoyed singing in a choir in high school or college, and it's something they love to come together and do. So it's my pleasure to conduct them. And we do quite a variety of music. In the spring, we're going to be doing an all-classical program of Haydn and Mozart, but this particular program has a lot of familiar names and some names that aren't so familiar. One that I think is a real find and a terrific composer is Erik Essenvalds, who's a Latvian composer. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a Trinity Te Deum that is just dynamite. It's scored so well for brass and singers and a little bit of percussion and harp. But I think that's a thrilling piece, and it's the first thing on the program after the processional carol. So glad to be conducting that and hearing it and performing it for this audience.
What's it like for you the night before a show, and what's it like for the singers?
Oh, well, I would say I'm a little nervous. I go over my scores and think through the the spirit of each piece, I think through the transitions. For the chorus, I tell them to rest up, don't stay out too late Friday night. We're going to sing all day on Saturday. But they've been practicing, and they have, I hope, good vocal habits. They'll do some warm-ups when we get together. And I think they're all excited about this program and looking forward to being in a new venue and welcoming lots of guests. We've sold quite a number of tickets, but there's still more to be had, and we hope that people will think, you know, Star Wars is opening this weekend, but there's only one weekend before Christmas and only one concert from Voices. So I hope you'll save Saturday night for Voices, and Star Wars will still be there on Sunday and next week and after Christmas.
And through January
and into
February.
You know, you're going to want to see it more than once, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Only
I'm seeing
one
it on
chance.
Sunday, so I got Saturday night open. So, again, we're speaking with Sue Klausmeier, conductor and artistic director of Voices Chapel Hill. I know Voices has been around for 35 years. How did you get involved with it?
Well, a friend of mine was the conductor, previous conductor, Chip Stamm, and I took another job. And so I was living in the area working at Duke and doing some work at Carolina, and this came open, and I love working with amateur singers, and it was an opportunity to do some different type of conducting than what I was doing at the university with a women's chorus, or what I had done at Duke University with the Divinity School Choir and Vespers Ensemble, a few other things there. So, you know, conductors are always looking for good singers to work with, and it's a challenging job where you pull together your vocal technique and keyboard work and studying a score and working with people, the psychology of all of that. It's kind of thrilling. It's a lot like being a coach, I imagine,
yeah.
A basketball coach. So, I'd like to open with a three-pointer and end with a slam dunk. But vocally, that would be something a little different. But if I say that to the choir, they'll smile and think, oh, yeah, she wants a strong opening and a strong ending.
I love it. All right. It's Rejoice This Night. It's going to be Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. This Saturday, tomorrow, Carolina Theater in Durham. CarolinaTheater.org if you want to head online and get tickets. VoicesChapelHill.org if you want to learn more about the chorus and get involved. Sue, anything else that people need to know?
Well, I think it's a program that will interest the whole family, so don't leave all of your children at home. I mean, a three-year-old might not be so interested in hearing a whole program. It'll last a little over an hour, but there will be a chance for an intermission. There are concessions on sale there, but it's some upbeat music and some quiet music and a lot of audience participation. So,
Sue Klausmeier, thank you so much.
Yep, thanks, Aaron.